Now we come to Surah Yasin. You must have heard the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that Surah Yasin is the heart of Quran. Surah Yasin, Qalbul Quran. Now what does it mean? I can only have an idea of mine, but nothing can be said with absolute certainty. One thing is that when you read Surah Yasin, you actually feel as if, you know, the beating of your heart. So that is the style. I told you, this is the same style as we have already seen in Surah Sajda. The styles of these two surahs are very similar to each other. Number two, as I told you, there are six groups of Makki surahs. Although there are seven groups of Makki Madani surahs, I have told many times. But in the first group, the Makki surah is only Surah Al-Fatiha. We can ignore. Very small surah. So actually there are six groups. The first two were revealed in the last 4 years of the stay of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam at Makkah. Except for Surah Al-Hijr. The middle two were revealed during the middle 4 years of his stay at Makkah. The last two groups were revealed during the first 4 years of his stay at Makkah. Number two, in the first two groups, the main subject, although you know the subject of Iman Billah, faith in Allah, faith in Messengerhood, faith in resurrection, these are the basic things. In every Makki surah, they are discussed in detail, repeatedly. But there is a distribution. In the first two groups, the main subject is Messengerhood. In the middle two, it's the Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the monotheism. And in the last two groups, it is the resurrection. Inzar, warning that you will be resurrected. And then you will be rewarded and recompensed for what you have been doing here. Now these middle two groups, they comprise of eight surahs which we have already read. Surah Al-Furqan, Surah Al-Shu'ara, Surah Al-Naml, Surah Al-Qasas, Surah Al-Ankabut, Surah Al-Rum, Surah Al-Luqman, and Surah Al-Sajda. And then we had Surah Al-Ahzab, which is Madani Surah. From there, the sixth group has started now. And we have read Surah Al-Fatih, Surah Al-Saba, and now we are at Surah Yasin. These are 13 surahs total. Then we shall have three surahs worth of Madani. Surah Al-Fath, and Surah Al-Hujarat, and Surah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, if you join them together, these two groups, 8 plus 13, they are 21. Now 21 is the figure, in the center is 1. 10 to this side, 10 to this side. And we have this Yasin in this position. Central position of the two central groups of Makki surahs, 10 surahs before it. 8 those which I enumerated, Surah Al-Furqan, 2 Surah Al-Sajda, and 2 more after Ahzab, that is Surah Al-Saba or Surah Al-Fatih. And 10 will come after Yasin, which we shall be inshallah reading tomorrow and day after, etc. And also, because this Yasin is placed in the Quran, not in the center. The center should be Surah Bani Israel or Surah Al-Kahf. And the word is there in Surah Al-Kahf. Well, Fayyat Allah Taf. That is just half of the letters of Quran. But you know, because heart is also not placed in the center of the chest. It is one side. So this is another thing. So these are the things which cross your mind. That's why the Prophet said that this surah is the heart of the Quran. Maybe something of it is true. Maybe it's a wrong conjecture. Allah knows best. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ياسين والقرآن الحكيم by the wise Quran I swear by the Quran which is full of wisdom إنك لمن المرسلين here please identify two things whenever there is a قسم in Quran an oath we have to see on what thing Allah is taking this oath in Arabic we say مقسم به مقسم عليه Swearing by what? Yes, hearing on what? I fear, I am telling you the truth. My fearing is, I fear by God. I am fearing by God that what I am saying is true. And this is the thing, this statement of mine on which I am fearing. So, muksam dehi muksam ale. We have to identify these things when understanding Quran, pondering over Quran. And this is a very important place. Wal Quran il Hakim. By this book, this is the proof in the Kalam al Mursaleen that you are a messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Quran actually is the miracle of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah challenged people thrice in Quran, in Surah, four times. In Surah Bani Israel, then Surah Hud, then Surah Yunus, then lastly Surah Baqarah. وَإِنْ كُنْتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِمَّا نَزَّلْنَا عَلَىٰ عَبْدِنَا فَاتِمُوا سِيرَةً مِنْ مِثْلِهِ وَأَنُوا شُهَدَاءَكُمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ فَإِنْ لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا وَلَنْ تَفْعَلُوا فَاتَّقُوا النَّارَ الَّتِي وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ If there are any doubts about this book that we have sent to our messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then you also compose a surah like this. Come on. And you call all people whom you can as your helpers from jinnat, from humans. But if you can't meet this challenge, and you will not be able to meet it, see, فَإِلَّمْ تَفَعْلُوا وَلَمْ تَفَعْلُوا If you don't do it, then you will not be able to do it. And this is the fact. Nobody, not the serious enemy of Muhammad, could stand up and say, well, I have composed a surah. I say this is equal to Quran. Now we should have some body, some persons to decide whether actually it's like Quran or not. No. Nobody dared to come forward. So this is the proof of the messenger of Allah, of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yaseen wal Quran al Hakim innaka la min al mursaleen ala sirati mustaqeen. You are on the straight path. Tanzeel al Aziz al Rahim in this book is descending down from Allah, who is Al-Aziz, having all authority, Al-Rahim, all merciful. لِتُنذِرَ قَوْمًا So that you warn the nation. مَا أُنذِرَ آبَاهُمْ Whose fathers were not warned. We never sent any messenger to Banu Ismail after Ismail. More than 2,000 years have passed. فَهُمْ غَافِلُونَ Now this فَهُمْ is very good, very important. That is why they are absolutely heedless and unaware. They never knew what is messengerhood, what is prophethood. They never knew what is a book sent by Allah. All these things are absolutely new for them. لَقَدْ حَقَّ الْقَوْلُ عَلَىٰ أَكْثَرِهِمْ But now that you have preached to them and conveyed to them these messages and they are refusing, and refuting. Now, the word of punishment has become applicable to them already. They deserve the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَأُولَّا يُؤْمِنُونَ And they are not going to come to believe now. إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا فِي عَنَاقِهِمْ أَغْلَالًا We have put fetters in their necks. فَأَيَّا يُنِدَ الْقَانِ And now they are reaching their skins, level of their skins. فَهُمْ مُقْمَهُونَ Now, they have, you know, their necks, they are turned upwards because there are fetters here. وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ سَدًّا وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ سَدًّا And we have put barriers in front of them, before them, and behind them. فَهُمْ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ Now they cannot see. When there is a wall in front of you, a wall behind you, what do you do? Now what it denotes to? The idea that I prefer, there are different sayings of the Mufassirin, that behind them are the historical proofs, Ayyamullah, what had been happening before, messengers coming and nations destroyed. This is behind them. The history is behind them. And in front of them, this is the whole universe. And there are signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spread over all this universe. But they are not seeing, nor to these signs, nor they are paying any heed to the historical. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْهِمْ أَنْزَرْتَهُمْ أَمْ لَمْ تُنْذِرُهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ This is the same ayah which we have in the beginning of Surah Al-Baqarah also. Now it is alike to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whether you warn them or not, they are not going to believe. Innama tuddiruman ittaba'a dhikra. You can warn only that person who follows the admonition. Wa khashiya ar-Rahmana bil ghayb. And he fears Rahman, the compassionate Allah, in the unseen. So bashirhu bi maghfiratin wa ajrin kareem. To such a person, you give the glad tidings of forgiveness and great reward. Inna nahnu nuhyil mawta. We will revive the dead. Wa naktubu ma qaddamu wa asara. When we are writing, recording what they have sent before them and what they are leaving behind them. Now these are two aspects of our deeds. Some of our deeds we have already sent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are recorded. Whatever we do in our life, before that, as if we have already sent, you know, these deeds to the hereafter. And then when we leave behind us either something good or bad. If you have left behind you a God-fearing son, then his good deeds will add to your, will be credited to your accounts also. And if you have left behind you a bad son, who is in revolt against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then his misdeeds will be discredited to you also. So this is what we have left behind. Somebody has started an institution, a good institution, for the spread of the knowledge of the Book of Allah. Now till such time that this institution is there, and people are getting the knowledge of Allah, books from this, you know, this will be added up to the account of the person who established this institution in the first instance. So Allah says, إِنَّا نَحْنُ نُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى وَنَكْتُبُ مَا قَدَّمُوا وَآثَارَهُمْ وَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ أَحْصَيْنَاهُ فِي إِمَامٍ مُبِينٍ. And everything we have computed in a manifest register. وَضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلًا أَصْحَابَ الْقَرْيَةِ. Now you strike for them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a similitude of the people of a township. إِذَا جَاءَ الْمُرْسَلُونَ. When a number of messengers came to them, most of the Mufassirin think that they were actually the disciples of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, Hawariyin. Because after Isa alayhi salam was lifted to the heavens, now these Hawariyin, they propagated the word of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And this word Rasul, you know, and it is applicable to both. Allah sent Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam, so he is the Rasul of Allah. Muhammad sent someone. You convey this message to such and such person. Now he is the Rasul. That is why, you know, when the Prophet sent Hazrat Umar رضي الله تعالى عنه in Medina, go and get the bayah of women on my behalf. He went to the place where the women were gathered and he said, Ana Rasulo Rasulillahi. I am the messenger of the messenger of Allah. So he was also a messenger. Messenger from the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these were the messengers of a messenger of Allah, that is Jesus, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Iza arsalna ilayhim usnayn, when we sent to them two, fakazzabuhuma, they belied both of them, fa'azzalna bisalisin, then we strengthened with one more, third one, faqalu inna ilaykum ursalun, and they said, verily, yes, we have been sent to you. Qalu ma antum illa basharun mislana, they said, you are nothing but mortal human beings like us. وَمَانْذُرَ الرَّحْمَانُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. And the compassionate Allah has not sent down anything. إِنْ أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا تَكْذِبُونَ. You are only telling a lie. قَالُوا رَبَّنَا يَعْلَمُ. They said, our Lord knows. إِنَّا إِلَيْكُمْ لَمُرْسَلُونَ. We have been sent by Him to you. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينُ. But our responsibility is only to convey to you in the clear words. That's all. قَالُوا إِنَّا قُطَيَّرْنَا بِكُمْ. They said, we take you as a bad omen, as a ill augur. وَلَئِنْ لَمْ تَنْتَهُ. If you don't stop what you are saying, don't desist, لَنَرْجُمَنَّكُمْ. We shall stone you to death. وَلَيَمَسْخَنَّكُمْ مِنَّا عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. and very severe chastisement will come to you from us. قَالُوا تَعَيْرُكُمْ مَعَكُمْ They said, well, this bad omen of yours is with you. أَيْنْ ذُكِرْتُمْ You are angry only because you have been admonished. We try to remind you of your Lord. بَلْ أَنْتُمْ قَوْمٌ مُسْرِفُونَ No, but you are a very prodigal people. وَجَاءَ مِنْ أَقْصَى الْمَدِينَةِ رَجُلٌ يَسْعَى And now from the farthest end of the city, a person came running. قَالَ يَا قَوْمَ اتَّبِعُوا الْمُرْسَلِينَ He said, Oh my people, oh my nation, follow these people who have been sent. اتَّبِعُوا مَنْ لَا يَسْأَلُكُمْ أَجْرًا وَهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ Follow them who are not asking you for any wages, for any reward. And they are on the right path. وَمَا لِيَ لَا أَعْبُدُ الَّذِي فَطَرَنِي وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ And what can be to me? What can prevent me from worshipping the one who had created me? And to him you will all be returned. أَتَّخِذُ مِنْ دُونِهِ آلِهَةً Is it justifiable that I should have besides him gods? إِنْ يُرِدِنِ الرَّحْمَانُ بِدُرْدٍ لَا تُغْنِي عَنِّي شَفَاعَةٌ شَيْئًا If Rahman, the real God, Allah, if he wants and wishes for something for me, you know, if any harm is to come from him, their intercession will not be of any avail to me. وَلَا يُنْكَذُونَ They will not be able to save me. إِنِّي يَذَا اللَّفِي ذَرَالِ مُبِينَ Then why should we worship them? Then in that case, we are in manifest error. إِنِّي آمَنْتُ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ فَاسْمَعُونَ Now listen, I come to believe in the Lord towards whom these people are calling. إِنِّي آمَنْتُ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ I have come to believe in your Lord, فَاسْمَعُونَ Listen it. قِيلَ اَدْخُلِ الْجَنَّةِ Immediately it was said to him, enter the paradise. What does it mean? Those people killed him instantaneously. They were so outraged that this person belonging to our own city, our own people, our own nation, and now he's siding with these people. So they kill him. And you know, about the shuhada, people who are killed in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they enter paradise the same moment, instantaneously. They don't have to wait for the day of judgment. They go directly. So, قِيلَ اَدْخُلِ الْجَنَّةِ Immediately it was said to him, enter the Jannah, enter the garden. قَالَ يَا لَيْتَ قَوْمِي عَلَمُونَ Now he was saying, would that my people had known بِمَا غَفَرَ لِي رَبِّي وَجَعَلَنِي مِنَ الْمُكْرَمِينَ How my Lord has forgiven me all my sins and he has made me so honorable, gave me this much honor in this garden of Jannah. Now this is the contrast. You know, if there is wife of that person, she must have been weeping. My husband has been killed. Parents must have been weeping. Children must have been crying, anything. But he himself, he is in the heavens. And he says, would that my people know? Why should they weep? I am in a much better position here. I have been honored by my Lord. There is no need of weeping. يَا لَيْتَ قَوْمِي يَعْلَمُونَ بِمَا غَفَرَ لِي رَبِّي وَجَعَلَنِي مِنَ الْمُكْرَمِينَ وَمَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ مِنْ جُنْدٍ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَمَا كُنَّا مُنزَلِينَ We didn't have to send an army, a host, against those people from the heavens. And we never send such hosts from the heavens. إِنْ كَانَتْ إِلَّا صَيْحَةً وَاحِدَةً It was but a single shout. فَإِذَا هُمْ خَامِدُونَ So all these people, you know, they were extinct. As if a fire which was raging and blazing, but now extinguished. خَامِدُونَ So this punishment and chastisement came to the people of that town. يَا حَسْرَةً عَلَى الْعِبَادِ Alas for the servants. مَا يَعْتِهِمْ لِلْرَسُولِ إِلَّا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ Whosoever of the messengers comes to them, they mock at him. أَلَمْ يَرَوْكَ مَحْلَكْنَا قَبْلَهُمْ مِنَ الْقُرُونَ Have not they seen? How many a generation we had destroyed before them? أَنَّهُمْ إِلَيْهِمْ لَا يَرْجِعُونَ That those are not going to come back now. They are people of the past. The عَادٌ ثَمُودَ They can't return.
وَإِن كُلٌّ لَمَّا جَمِيعٌ لَدَيْنَا مُحْضَرُونَ And surely all, every one of them, shall be presented before us on the day of judgment. They will be there standing in front of us for the accountability, the great accountability of that day. وَآيَةٌ لَهُمُ الْأَرْضُ الْمَيْتَةُ A sign for them is the dead land, barren land, no signs of life. أَحْيَيْنَاهَا We revive it. We give life to it after rain. وَأَخْرَجْنَا مِنْهَا حَبًّا مِنْهُ يَأْكُلُونَ And from that we now bring forth grain, which they eat. وَجَعَلْنَا فِيهَا جَنَّاتٍ مِنْ نَخِيلٍ In addition, we set up there the gardens of date palms and grapes. وَفَجَّرْنَا فِيهَا مِنْ الْعُيُونِ And we cause the springs to gush through it. لَيَأْكُلُوا مِنْ ثَمَرِهِ So that these people, human beings, may eat from its fruit. وَمَا عَمِلَتْهُ أَيْدِيهِمْ And these things have not been manufactured by their hands. Have they manufactured these dates and these grapes and this corn and this wheat? Who has manufactured them? You eat them. But who has manufactured? مَا عَمِلَتْهُ أَيْدِيهِمْ Their own hands have not created them. أَفَلَا يَشْكُرُونَ So, don't they be grateful? Give thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has created all these things for them. سُبْحَانَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْأَزْوَاجَ كُلَّهَا مِمَّا تُمْلِتُ الْأَرْضُ وَمِنْ أَنْفُسِهِ وَمِمَّا لَا يَعْلَمُونَ Glorified is He who created pairs of everything. All the things in pairs. مِمَّا تُمْلِتُ الْأَرْضُ Also those things which are grown from the land. وَمِنْ أَنْفُسِهِمْ From among themselves, their peers, man, woman, wife, husband. وَمِمَّا لَا يَعْلَمُونَ And there are peers in those things also which they don't know. But our creations are all paired. They are in pairs. وَإِنْ مِنْ شَيْنِ اللَّهَ خَلَقْنَا زَوْجَيْنِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ In Surah Zariyat, this ayah will also come. وَآيَةٌ لَهُمُ اللَّيْلِ In the same way, for them is a sign this night. نَسْلَقُ مِنْهُ النَّهَارِ We draw from there, from the night, the day. فَإِذَا هُمْ مُظْلِمُونَ Now, they are in darkness, they can't see anything. وَالشَّمْسُ تَجْرِي لِمُسْتَقَرٍ لَهَا And the sun is running its course, which has been fixed for it. ذَلِكَ تَقْدِيرُ الْعَزِيزِ الْعَلِيمِ This is a decree of the mighty and the wise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالْخَبَرَ قَدَّرْنَاهُ مَنَازِلًا As for the moon, we have ordained its phases. حَتَّى عَادَ كَالْأُرْدُونِ الْقَدِيمِ Till it returns like an old withered palm stalk. لَشَّمْسَ يَنْبَغِي لَهَا تُولِكَ الْقَمَرِ It is not for the sun to overtake the moon. وَلَى اللَّيْلُ سَابِقُ النَّهَارِ Nor does the night outspeak the day. كُلٌّ فِي فَلَكِي يَصْبَحُونَ All these heavenly bodies, they are floating in their own orbits. وَآيَةٌ لَهُمْ أَنَّا حَمَلْنَا ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ فِي الْفُلْكِ الْمَشْحُونِ And the sign for them is that we carried their offsprings in the laden ship. Most of the Mufassirin say that this is a reference to the ark of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. Because all humanity is the offspring of three sons of Hazrat Nuh who were there in that boat or ark. So as if the whole humanity was being carried at that time, the future, the coming humanity, mankind, all was carried by that boat. أَنَّا حَمَلْنَا ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ فِي الْفُلْكِ الْمَشْحُونِ وَخَلَقْنَا لَهُمْ مِنْ مِثْلِهِ مَا يَرْكَبُونَ And we have created for them like that other things on which they ride. Because now after those small boats, then there can be steam boats, now the big ships like, you know, mountains. وَإِنْ نَشَاءَ نُغْرِقْهُمْ And if we like, if we decide, we will drown them. فَلَا صَرِيخَ لَهُمْ So nobody will come to their cry, listen to their cry and come for help. وَلَا هُمْ يُلْقَذُونَ And they will not be saved from it. illa rahmatam minna. Except if there is our mercy. Wa mata'an ila heen. And then we spare them for some period of time so that they can enjoy. Wa idha qila lahum ittaqu ma bayna aydikum wa ma khalfakum la'allakum turhamun. And when it is said to them, you should fear what is before you and what is behind you, so that you may be shown mercy. Allah might show mercy to you. Now what is behind them? The chastisements that came to the nation of Nuh and Hud and Saleh and so on and so forth behind. What is before them? The chastisement which is coming to them, not very far off, in the battle of Badr, 70 of them will be lying in the ground, dead, including Abu Jahl and Uqba ibn Abi Mu'ayt. Very big chieftains, all killed. So, اتقوا ما بين أيديكم وما خلفكم لعلكم ترحمون وما تأتيهم من آية من آيات ربهم إنا كانوا عنها موردين. And to them doesn't come any sign from the signs of their Lord, but they refrain from it. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ أَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقَكُمُ اللَّهُ. And when it is said to them, you should spend for the needy, for the poor, from which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. قَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. It's a very interesting answer. These disbelievers say, لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, to these people who have come to believe and who are exhorting them to spend their money on the needy, on the poor, أَنُطْعِمُ مَنْ لَوْ يَشَاءُ اللَّهُ أَطْعَمَهُ. Should we feed those whom, if Allah had wanted, He could have fed Himself? If He decided not to feed, why should we feed? Actually, we will be doing against the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look for the argument. It's quite logical. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed for them that the nation can go hungry, and I try to feed them, what does it mean? I'm going against the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In antum illa fi dhalalin mubin. What you are saying and what you believe, you are in manifest error. وَيَقُولُونَ مَتَى هَذَا الْوَعْدُ إِن كُنتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. And they say, when will this promise come to pass if you are truthful? مَا يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَّا صَيْحَةً وَاحِدَةً. But they are not waiting except for a shout, one shout. تَأْخُذُهُمْ. It will seize them. وَهُمْ يَخِصِّمُونَ. And they will be disputing, arguing. But suddenly a shout will come and they'll be all dead. Just as you know, when the Qiyamah comes, it will be a sound. Trumpet will be blown. That shout of the trumpet, it will become the cause of death of everything. So you can die due to some noise. Yes. If it reaches this intensity and its volume reaches that level, you can't bear it. You die. فَلَا يَسْتَطِعُونَ تَوْفِيَةٌ وَلَا إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. Then they will not be able to make a request, nor they will be able to return to their families. وَنُفِقَ فِي السُّورِ. And then a time is to come when the trumpet will be blown. فَإِذَا هُمْ مِنَ الْأَجْدَاثِ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَنْسِلُونَ. And you will find that suddenly they come out of their graves and they are going towards their Lord. قَالُوا يَا وَيْلَنَا مَنْ بَعْثَنَا بِمَرْقَدِنَا. They will say, woe to us, who has roused us from the sleeping of place of ours. And then they will say, هَذَا مَا وَعَدَ الرَّحْمَانِ. Now they will come to their senses. This is what Rahman, the compassionate, had promised. وَصَدَقَ الْمُرْسَلُونَ. And now we come to know that the messengers, whatever they said, was true. إِنْ كَانَتْ إِلَّا صَيْحَةً وَاحِدَةً. Then again there will be one shout. فَإِذَا هُمْ جَمِيعٌ لَدَيْنَا مُحْضَرُونَ. And suddenly you will find all of them standing before us, presented before us. فَالْيَوْمَ لَا تُزْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا. Now no soul is going to be wronged in any way. إِلَّا مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. You will be rewarded only that which you have been doing. No zulm, no wrong from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ان اصحاب الجنت اليوم فی شغل فاقرون. On the other side, on the contrary, the inhabitants of the garden of Jannah, of paradise, they will be busy in rejoicing. Merry. Hum wa azwajuhum fi zilalin ala al-ra'iki muttaqihun. They and their spouses, their wives or husbands, they will be in the shades of the garden, reclining upon couches. Lahum fiha faqihatun. For them, there will be all type of fruits. وَلَهُمْ أَيَدَّعُونَ. And everything that they will order will be provided. Everything. Everything they order will be provided. سَلَامٌ قَوْلًا مِنْ رَبِّ الرَّحِيمِ. In addition to all this, salam will be said to them as a message from the Lord who is merciful. Salam from Allah to you who have entered His garden of paradise. وَمْتَعْزُ الْيَوْمَ أَيُّهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ. As for you, O culprits, separate yourself from them. أَلَمْ أَخَذْ إِلَيْكُمْ يَا بَنِي آدَمْ. O mankind, O progeny of Adam, didn't I make a covenant with you? أَلَّا تَعْبُدُ الشَّيْطَانِ. Don't obey and don't follow Satan. إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ مُبِينٌ. Verily, he is for you a clear enemy. وَعَنِيَ مُدُونِي. And that you should obey me and worship me. هَذَا صِرَاطُ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. This is the straight path. وَلَقَدْ أَضَلَّ مِنْكُمْ جِبِلًّا كَثِيرًا. That's Satan. He led astray a great number of you. أَفَلَمْ تَكُنُوا تَعْقِلُونَ. So were you not understanding? Where had your understanding gone? Where was your faculty of understanding? هَذِهِ جَهَنَّمُ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوَعَدُونَ. Now this is the hell which you were being promised. اِسْلَوْهَ الْيَوْمِ. Enter it now. Today, enter it. بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَذْكُرُونَ. Due to the disbelief that you have been having in the world. الْيَوْمَ نَخْتِمُ عَلَى أَفْوَاهِهِمْ. Today we shall put a seal on their mouths. وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ. Their hands will talk to us. They will testify what they used to do with their hands. وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ. Their feet, their legs will testify. Oh Allah, this person used to use me to go and commit a robbery or a theft or something else. These legs, they have been given to me and you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are trusted with us, with me, with you. We have to use them according to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They actually protest when we use them. To the contrary. And on the day of judgment, they will testify against us. Which are held in Surah Hamim al-Sajda. When you know the people of Jahannam will say to their sins, Yama shahidtum alayna. Why have you testified against us? Our own sins testified against us. And the skins will reply, أَنْتَقَنُ اللَّهُ الَّذِي أَنْتَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. Today Allah has given us tongues to speak, who gave the tongue to everybody, everything. And we have to speak out. بَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. Their hands and feet will testify to what they had been doing. وَلَوْ نَشَاءُ لَطَمَسْنَا عَلَىٰ عَيُنِهِمْ. And if we like, we can wipe out their eyes. Then they will run and race to the way. فَأَنَّا يُبْصِرُونَ. But they won't be able to see. This is the stage of which we call pul sirat. This has been mentioned in Surah Al-Hadid and Surah Al-Tahrim. A stage will come when those people who claim to be Muslims in this world, they will be made to pass there. But there will be absolute darkness. But those who had iman in this world, they will have some light. Who had earned good deeds, they will have light. So with that light, help of that light, they will pass over this bridge. But those who didn't have iman, nor real good deeds, they will have no light, and they will fall down. Beneath that bridge is Jahannam. So it is that. For sabaqu salat, they will try to pass that bridge, that sirat, that straight path. But how? Fadna yuftanun, but they can't see. وَلَوْ نَشَاءُ لَبَصَرْنَاهُمْ عَلَىٰ مَكَانَتِهِمْ. And if we will, we would have certainly transformed them into animals and beasts. فَمَسْتَطَاعُوا مُضِيًّا وَلَا يَرْجِعُونَ. So they won't be able to go forward, nor be able to return. وَمَنْ نُعَمِّرْهُ نُنَكِّسُ فِي الْخَلْقَ فَلَا يَعْقِلُونَ. Whosoever we give long life in this world, we reverse him in the creation. A time comes when كَيْلَا يَعْلَمَ مِنْ بَعْدِ إِلْمِنْ شَيْعَ. All intelligence, all understanding, all knowledge, all memory is also gone. I don't know whether reason is still living or died, dead. It's still living. But what is has happened to him, everybody knows. Some time back, you know, it was, I had read that only his wife he could recognize. I don't know whether now he recognizes the wife also or not. But this thing happens. وَمَنْ نُعَمِّرُ نُنَكِّسُ فِي الْخَلْقِ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. So don't you understand? وَمَا عَلَّمْنَاهُ الشِّعْرَ وَمَا يَنْبَغِي لَهُ. And we have not taught Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam poetry. And poetry is not worthy of him. We have read this in Shura also. وَمَا عَلَّمْنَاهُ الشِّعْرَ وَمَا يَنْبَغِي لَهُ. Here also. وَمَا عَلَّمْنَاهُ الشِّعْرَ وَمَا يَنْبَغِي لَهُ. He is not a poet. There we have read, أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّهُمْ فِي كُلِّ وَادٍ يَهِيمُونَ وَالشُّعَرَاءُ يَتَّبِعُهُمُ الْغَاوُونَ. أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّهُمْ فِي كُلِّ وَادٍ يَهِيمُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يَقُولُونَ مَا لَا يَفْعَلُونَ. They say what they don't do. This is the general condition of the poet. So Muhammad was not a poet. مَعَاذَ اللَّهِ. وَمَا عَلَّمْنَاهُ الشِّعْرَ وَمَا يَنْبَغِي لَهُ. إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا ذِكْرٌ وَقُرْآنٌ مُبِينٌ. This is only an admonition and a manifest Quran. لِيُنْذِرَ مَنْ كَانَ حَيًّا. So that it warns whom, warns him, who is really alive, really alive. Abu Jahl seems to be alive. Really he is dead. Abu Lahab seems to be alive. Really he is dead. Only those who are really alive, they can be warned. And they can avail of the warning. وَيَحِقَّ الْحَقَّالُ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ. And the word of punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come to be true regarding the disbelievers. أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّا خَلَقْنَا لَهُمْ مِمَّا عَمِلَتْ أَيْدِينَا أَنْعَامًا فَهُمْ لَهَا مَالِكُونَ. Don't they see that out of which we have created with our own hands, we have created for them cattle. And they become the owners of that cattle. Created by us, they become owners. We created the fruit, everything, they eat it. We created the cattle, they own it. وَزَلَّلْنَاهَا لَهُمْ مِنْهَا فَمِنْهَا رَكُوبُهُمْ وَمِنْهَا يَأْكُلُونَ. And we have subdued these cattle to them. So on some of them, they ride. And from some, they eat. They meat. وَلَهُمْ فِيَا مَنَافِعُ وَمَشَارِبُ. In addition, there are other benefits for them in these cattle. And drinking things. You get the milk. أَفَلَا يَشْكُرُونَ. Don't they give thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? وَتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ آلِهَةً. And they have adopted besides Allah other gods. لَعَلَّهُمْ يُنْصَرُونَ. So that maybe they are helped on the day of judgment. This was the basic creed of the mushrikeen. هَاُولَاءِ شُفَعَاؤُنَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. They never said Lat, Uzza, or Hubal. They are the creators of this world. No, 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 not at all. We have read so many times. وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ لَيَقُولُنَّ اللَّهِ. If you ask them who created the heavens and the earth, they will say, Allah, Allah has created. Neither Lat, nor Uzza, nor Manat, nor Hubal, none of them. But they are intercessors. They are beloved of Allah. And they will intercede on our behalf. هَاُولَاءِ شُفَعَاؤُنَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. But that was, you know, the mistake that they created. وَتَخَذُوا مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ آلِهَةً لَعَلَّهُمْ يُنْصَرُونَ. And they have adopted God besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that they may be helped. لَا يَسْتَطِعُونَ نَصْرَهُمْ. They will not be able to help them. وَهُمْ لَهُمْ جُنْدٌ مُهْضَرُونَ.
Rather, they will be a host brought up by them. They will present, oh Allah, these are the culprits who thought that we would be able to help them against your verdict, against your command. So yes. they will be enemies to them. فَلَا يَحْزُنْكَ قَوْلُهُمْ. So Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whatever they are saying, you should not be grieved with it. إِنَّا نَعْلَمُ مَا يُسِرُونَ وَمَا يُعْلِنُونَ. We very well know what they are hiding in their hearts and chests and what they are saying. Many of them in their heart believe that you are the messenger of Allah. But they can't accept it. Because if they believe in you, then they have to follow you. They have to obey you. And their arrogance, that is actually the barrier. When Abu Jahl was once asked, do you think Muhammad is a liar? He is telling a lie. Oh, no, 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 no. He never told a lie. Then why don't you accept him? He said, no. Between our family and the family of Banu Hashim, Banu Umayyah and Banu Hashim, there was a competition. They fed people, we fed more. They served the Hujjaj, people who come to Baitullah for Hajj, and we served more than them. So there was a competition going on between our clans. Now if we accept him as prophet, well, we shall be the slave to them for all time to come. Because وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا لِيُطَاعَ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. Now to obey him will be so for us. I am not ready for that. Clear. Give the devil his due. He said what was in his mind. He accepted. No, he never. He never told a lie. So, فَلَا يَحْزُنْكَ قَوْلُهُمْ. Don't be grieved with what are they are saying. إِنَّا نَعْلَمُ مَا يُسِرُّونَ وَمَا يُعْلِنُونَ. We very well know what they are hiding in their hearts and what they are saying out. أَوَلَمْ يَرِ الْإِنْسَانَ أَنَّا خَلَقْنَاهُ مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ فَإِذَا هُوَ خَصِيمٌ مُبِينٌ. Does not man see that we created him out of a sperm drop? And then he has become a person who is disputing with us, arguing against Allah, rejecting the revelation of Allah. This is his position. He should recall what he was, from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created him. وَضَرَبَ لَنَا مَثَلًا. And he is prime similitude for us. وَنَّسِيَ خَلْقَهُ. And he forgets his own creation from what we had created him. قَالَ مَنْ يُحْيِي الْعِظَامَ وَهُوَ رَمِيمٌ. He says, who will be able to revive these dead bones when they will be decayed and rotten? You say they will be revived. It is the resurrection. When the bones will be decayed and rotten, who will revive them? Now the answer is very beautiful. قُلْ يُحْيِيهَا الَّذِي أَنْشَأَهَا أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ. Say to them, it is he who will revive, who manufactured them, created them, originated them for the first time. They were created. Someone created them. Now he can recreate. Doing a thing again for the second time is always easier than to do it for the first time. قُلْ يُوْهِيَ الَّذِي أَنْشَاهَا أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ. Now what is the, you know, connotation of this? He knows everything. Because, you know, some young man would say, when we should be disintegrated, our cells will be disintegrated, our genes will be disintegrated. Now these genes will go to some grass or some other thing that will be eaten by the goats, etc. How can these things be gathered together though, again? Allah says, we have the total knowledge of which gene and which cell of whom is where. لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٌ. الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمْ مِنَ الشَّجَرِ الْأَخْضَرِ نَارًا. The one who brought out fire for you from the green tree. فَإِذَا أَنْتُمْ مِنْهُ تُوْقِدُونَ. And you kindle fire from it. أَوَلَيْسَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ بِقَادِرٍ عَلَىٰ أَن يَخْلُقَ مِثْلَهُمْ. think for the last time. Is not He who created the heavens and the earth powerful enough to create the like of them, to create beings like them? وَهُوَ الْخَلَّاقُ الْعَلِيمُ. He is the creator, supreme creator, and knower of everything. إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُ إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْئًا أَنْ يَقُولَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونُ. Verily, His command, when He has decided something, to create something, is only that He says, kun, be, fayakun, and it becomes. That is the condition of His command. فَسُبْحَانُ الَّذِي بِيَدِهِ مَلَكُوتُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. So glory is for Him, in whose hand is the dominion of everything, sovereignty of everything, مَلَكُوتُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. And to Him you will be returned. بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعني وإياكم بالآيات والذكر.